Well, pretty obviously, we just didn't play even close to being good enough on offense to have a chance to win the game today. And, they did a great job of stopping the run, and you know, when we throw the ball 58 times, you know, we're not going to be in very good shape. So, obviously, very disappointed in that. Wake Forest played great on defense and put us in situations where we didn't react real well. And we didn't react real well and put our defense in some bad situations with turnovers and kick returns. And, you know, defensively, we played pretty well most of the game. So that's the way it goes. And we got to regroup, get our team focused back, and start working on next year.
Bobby, considering just what was at stake today, trying to, you know, get that sixth win, what's just the sense of disappointment among you guys?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. You know, even if, you know, we had four trying to go to five, or if we even knew that we didn't have a chance to go to bowl, just to get the six wins was key. And, you know, disappointed that our effort and how we played, especially in the first half.
Have you seen anything getting ready for them that makes you think that they would be that strong defensively against the run in particular?
No, not really. You know, they play well. You know, they're a smart team and, you know, play within their scheme and do a fantastic job. But, you know, we felt like we could run the football on.
Was that a function maybe of some injuries up front or just?
Well, yeah, but I'm not, you know, we ought to have somebody go in there and take those people's place, and you can't, you know, blame it on injuries. And, you know, that's why you got second team, third team guys. You got to go in there and go.
What do you think Wake Forest did to prevent McKenzie from getting into a rhythm first half?
Well, they, you know, they just took it to us. You know, they were putting pressure on us, and when we threw it, and putting us in long yardage situations, and you know, we'd rather have manageable third downs, and we didn't get that today.
When you went to double check for good, was McKenzie banged up, or was that just?
No, that was a change. You know, it was, you know, trying to get something started, and you know, see if we could get into somewhat of a 2-minute drill. I mean, we weren't going to huddle and just try to get back in the ball game.
Did Chris have played today, or is it just you want to just hold him out and not let him get any further injured?
You know, Chris, in this kind of game where we couldn't run it, you know, was not going to be effective because he would have to throw a whole bunch, and he's just not ready to do that.
How did you feel like Richard responded?
Excuse me?
How did you feel like Richard responded?
Well, you know, for not having plays, you know, all year, I thought he did a pretty good job. And, you know, Richard's, you know, he's been through it before, and he knows how to react to that kind of stuff. But, he's probably did as good as he could. He possibly could.
Coach, you may have already talked about this, but Wake Forest was talking about how huge that goal line stand was for them because it not only kept you from scoring, but also took time off the clock.
Sure. We took time down there to go down there and got within a yard and couldn't get it in there. And you know, just pretty much the same message we got early in the game, and you know, we couldn't run it against them. So, you know, they did a fantastic job on that goal line stand.
Bobby, it was a good season, and is there any forward progress made this year, you think, even though you guys didn't get that six wins?
I think so. This didn't put a cap on it very well. You know, all the positive things you saw during the season, you know, just don't look very good right now when you go through something like that. And we'll just have to reevaluate and go through it. But, you know, we played some good teams, some good games, you know, had some big wins. You know, I was telling the guys, we just got to have a bigger sense of urgency on every football play we line up on. And, you know, that would be a big improvement. So we got a lot of work to do still. And, you know, we got a good number of guys coming back, and a good number on defense coming back. So we got a chance to be better next year. We're certainly going to work for that.
Is there a sense of kind of what might have been just with all these close games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always do that. You know, what happens if we don't fumble against Georgia and, you know, don't do this, don't do that. And, you know, we ought not be thinking that way. We ought to be getting it done in those situations, whatever it needs to be, whether holding on to the ball or making a catch or making a tackle. You know, we got to get that done.
Is there any doubt in your mind Vanderbilt can win and get to a bowl and just do the things you want to do?
No doubt. Yeah, we just got to keep plugging away and keep recruiting, getting better guys in here and more of them, and be ready to go, you know, with some guys when people like Earl get hurt. And, you know, we had a lot of guys play hurt today. You know, we'll say that. And, you know, I take my hat off to them, because it'd be easy to just say, Coach, I can't go back in there. And they went in there and slugged it out. And, also, I thought the defense kept playing hard all day.
Had to be pleased with the pressure you were able to get on Skin early in particular?
Sure. Yeah, got good pressure. You know, get pressure in there one time and hit his face mask. And, you know, that was a huge play. You know, we were going to get off the field right there, and, you know, they get a huge first down.
For the seniors who played their last game today, talk about how much they've meant to this program and how much you guys are going to, how the total be to replace a bunch of them.
Well, what that meant is, you know, they came in and got things changed going in the right direction. We had some good leadership from those guys, and, you know, the work ethic that they brought is apparent to the young guys when they come in here, and they pick right up with that and go with those guys. You know, we're going to have a good many to replace, but hopefully we've been recruiting well enough that we can get guys in there and take their place. And the leadership part of it's going to be pretty tough. John Goff and Marcus Bugs, Chris Williams were excellent leaders, and others.
One more question.
Other seniors.
Coach, Earl got to 75 catches for the year, the only player ever in the SEC to get 375 catches. Let's just talk a little bit about what he's done for the rest.
Well, you know, we try to be balanced, and when we're balanced and if we're doing things right, we can probably run the ball more than we pass it. And for a guy to come in here and get 3 years of over 75 passes caught, I think is remarkable, because, you know, the other team knows that, you know, when we throw it, we like to throw it to him. So for him to come in there and do that and get hit as many times as he gets hit when he catches the football, and, you know, being as tough as he is and as tough as he was today. I mean, his back was hurting a lot. And he went in there and played, and, you know, just watch him and just see what he means to us.
Do you think this was his last game?
I hope not. You know, I think, you know, Earl's a smart guy. He's gonna look at it in a logical way, and he's going to gather all the information that he can, and I don't think he'll make a snap decision. So, you know, Earl and I are going to talk, and we'll sit down, and we'll try to find out as much information as we can from as many people as we can, and we'll go from there.
Thank you very much, Joe.